Shalom, shalom, dear listener. You are welcome to the audio broadcast of the Supernatural Angel Devotional written by the man of God, Pastor Ansre Francis. He is the senior pastor of Kingdom Civilization Embassy, a man who has been called by God in these last days to raise a supernatural army of youth to take their generation captive for God. Men become what they consistently hear, and in this age where knowledge has become abundant, it is imperative that you don't just hear anything but hear the mind of God concerning every aspect of your life. This is why the Supernatural Angel Devotional is here. This devotional is dedicated to revealing the practicalities of the Word of God, which will set your soul on fire and transform your life. Listen, practice, and be blessed. For today's reading, we will be looking at listening. Here lies your greatness. Our scripture for today's reading will be taken from Mark chapter 4 verse 20, which reads, "And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. We are told in the text above that those who bear much fruits are those who hear the word and receive it. That is to say, if we do not hear God's word to receive it, we should not expect to bear much fruit for the kingdom. We will perform poorly in life if we do not give heed to the word of God. The intensity of your shining and how great you manifest in life is rooted in your ability to hear and retain the things God communicates to you. One of the sad realities in our days is that a lot of believers do not make time to hear God's word that it might bear fruit in their lives. We listen to music, watch movies, listen to talk shows and political arguments on radios. Rarely will you see a believer going on a retreat carrying a Bible, an inspired Christian book, and a series of messages of his man of God on a particular subject matter to seek God until he gives him his own understanding in that area of life for him to also emerge as a master. If you do not develop such a discipline concerning the word of God, you should not expect to become anything in this life, for it is in your ability to listen that lies your greatness. We have very few Christians shining so tall in life because it is those few who have given time to the word of God till the word of God speaks back to them, for them to know that one thing they are to do that will put them ahead over everybody in their field of calling. Please, beloved in Christ, do not do a disservice to your destiny by not giving attention to the word of God. The book of Proverbs is made up of 31 chapters. That means if you spent a day reading a chapter, at the end of 1 month, you would have finished reading it. There are many Christians who have not even read half the book of Proverbs in the Bible, yet they have been Christians over 15 years. These are the same Christians who will be bothering their pastors with the issues of unemployment and miracles of promotion in their workplaces. Yet there are over 10 principles clearly stipulated in the book of Proverbs that if a man gives himself over to, will automatically promote him in his endeavors. Because they have not taken time to know and to hear God's word for successful living on earth that has been given to us in the book of Proverbs, they are always under the mercies of miracles. Why are people not manifesting the greatness of God within them? It is because they have failed to listen and hear. The reason why the significance and relevance of your life is not being seen is because you have not taken the pain to listen and to hear God's word. If we want to do the work of God, the most important thing is that we must give attention to listening and hearing. Our shining is in our listening. Our flight in destiny will not take off until we begin to hear God's word to do it. If you check out the story of every great person in the Bible, the true impact of their lives began on the day they had an encounter with the Word of God. My prayer for you is that you will attend to know what God says concerning your life by means of the Bible and His Spirit. Pray with us. Father, in the name of Jesus, speak to me by your word as I engage my heart to know what you have written in your word concerning every aspect of my life. Let the Bible come alive to me in Jesus' name. Amen. You can do a further study from Mark chapter 4 verse 16 to 20, Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20, and chapter 5 verse 1, and Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to 2. On today's Bible reading, for achieving our Read the Bible in 1 year goal, we will be looking at Exodus chapter 16 to chapter 18, and Matthew chapter 18 verse 1 to 20. Thank you so much for listening to today's devotional. For in-depth or further teachings, you can follow us on our social media handles. On Telegram, as the voice of the teaching priest. On Facebook and Instagram, at Kingdom Civilization Embassy. And on YouTube, at The Life Strategist. Or you can contact us on 0546-304-940 or 0546-304-960. Shalom.